The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, this week's sermon is from our beloved,
the savior of the weed. CannabisRadio.com presents the Stoner Jesus Show.
Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
I give it to Go King.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweed.
I got coronavirus from snorting liquefied fucking bat brains.
Do you see the light?
What light?
Have you seen the light?
Yes! Yes! Jesus H. God in Christ! I have seen the light!
The Stoner Jesus Show.
There you go. Turn the fucking mic on. That's how that works. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Chapter 6, verse 8. Welcome, everybody. I started talking to Philly tonight. We have a big guest on the line, we only had attempted this really before. Kind of like a live remote type of thing. It's going to be awesome. We'll get to that in a second. You know the drill. Email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Facebook, search Disciple of Stoner Jesus. Join our group for the show. stonerjesus.net has all the sponsor banners, the coupon codes, all that stuff. Check out our sponsors. They support us. Go support them. They are fucking awesome. Live, of course, every Friday night, 10 p.m. Facebook, Twitch, Twitter. It's all scrolling on the bottom. If you're lost at any point, go to stonerjesus.net. Figure it out. Watch the scrolls, the information, all that good shit. Stop the music. Stop.
We have cool shit to get to. Hopefully, like I said, this is live. We've never tried this before. There may be technical issues. If that pisses you off, too fucking bad. Move on. Okay? If it works, it'd be glorious broadcasting history, and that'd be fucking awesome. As I said, sternjesus.net. All coupon codes, all that shit. Welcome if you're watching live. Now, without further ado, let us check in with one Miss Adriana Russo. Turn the mic on. There we go. Live at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. What's up?
Not much. I'm literally, so I am sitting at this bar right here. This nightclub is over here. And I was thinking that we might interview some people about their favorite stoner movies, their favorite things. Everybody's taking selfies. It's literally, this is going to be a fucking spectacle. Just, if you want to just sit here and people watch, let's do it. Like, just, here we go. Here's the, let's go talk to the bouncers even. I don't know. My sister's inside. I can even come and say hi to her.
There we go.
Like,
to see if guys
she's
like
right over there. Sorry, what did you say?
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm really high, by the way.
Even better. If guys come up to you and hit on you, that'd be awesome. What are some guys?
Do they? we'll see. I don't know. That's fucking ridiculous. I'm just waiting for my sister to finish eating so that she can, like, get her ass over here. But I don't know if you can see the back of the dress. I look ridiculous right now.
That's nice.
Over here, you've got, like, look at this little setup. The nice pink guitar. There's a whole thing going on at the Hard Rock here for breast cancer awareness, which I think is pretty cool. Has nothing to do with weed, but we still, like, we love titties. So we want to make sure we protect the titties. Weed and titties are the biggest things. And they, like, I mean, that's what I'm all about, basically.
Get your titties checked. It's Check Your Titties Month.
It's Check Your Titties Month. Like, and honestly, you know what? The best, you know how, honestly, I'm going to give you the best advice. Ladies, you want to know the best advice for checking your titties? Get really high, really high, and then start just feeling yourself. Start feeling those, just feel around, you know? Like, don't do it in like a, you know, like a worried way. Just feel around. You'll be so high, and then you'll be like, oh, is that a lump? I don't know, but maybe I should go to the doctor.
There you go.
You know. Anyway. So, what's your favorite, like, do you have a favorite, what's your favorite artist that smokes weed? It could be anything. Like, I'm talking like rapper, like dead or alive, anything. Like,
that's a good like that. I guess I have to say like Dave Chappelle. I just have to go with comedy.
Okay. I was looking for like an artist, like Dave Chappelle smokes.
Yeah.
He does? See, I didn't even know. Okay. These are the questions I need to be asking these people. I'm like too shy. I'm like the world's shyest cam girl. Excuse me. Would you like to answer a question? Like, we're on a podcast right now. This is a lovely bartender. I don't know if you'd like to introduce yourself. Do you want to? Here. Okay. Well, anyway, but I was going to ask you, I don't know, random question. Pick one. Pick any question. Like, what's the best pickup line you've ever heard? Or like the cheesiest?
Hi, are you okay?
Are you okay?
I just
want to
make sure
that
you're not hurt.
No, that one's great. That one, I honestly thought you were just going to say like, because you know what? I have men that'll come up. My favorite is at the tables over here. When I sit down at the tables and every single man has to ask me if they want to offer me advice.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, so.
Exactly.
Thank you for answering. Let's see if anyone else wants to answer any more questions. I don't know. I don't really know what I'm doing here. I'm live with my friend Stoner Jesus and we're having fun.
Great. It's going well.
Let's go check on my sister because she's talking to some dude and you know what, and the sports bar seems a little more chill because I think out here everyone's so fucking pretentious. It's ridiculous. Pretentiousness is absolute. I mean, not to say that I don't look pretentious. I look absolutely pretentious. All right. I left my tab open. I ordered a drink. I'll be back, but I'm leaving my tab open. Is that okay? Yeah. When you're not a drinker and you literally just order one, just to, like, okay, let's go see this bitch of mine, this bitch sister of mine. Hello. Me and her. Wait, take an earbud, Dan. Can you put? There you go. Okay. Here we go. Right here, bud. You know what I meant. Uh-oh. Well, okay. Can you hear? Can you hear us both?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear him?
No, yeah.
All right. So I was going to ask you some questions.
I just got a whole thing.
You like it? What the hell? Spot. See, she's the drinker. Oh, yeah. I want a fireball. Okay, wait. Can I ask you a question? Who's your favorite porn star? Come on, pick one. Is it me? I don't know. Okay, so who's your favorite amateur?
I said amateur and it's
all right, okay, so what? Okay, all right. Is it too fake? Are you sure it's too fake?
Yeah, it's way too much.
What about like webcam things? Yeah, have you ever been on a webcam site?
Have I been on one?
Yeah.
Have I been on a webcam
site? No, no, no. Like, have you ever talked on one?
I featured on someone.
No. I'm talking about like on cam, like when you know when you go to a chat room and a girl pops up that says hi. You know, have you ever chatted with any of those? Because I'm one of those. So yeah. Anyway, educating. If you want to answer some questions on this podcast, me and my friend Stoner Jesus. Like, so you can pick. Would you like to take an earbud? Okay.
That's a fucking goat.
Yeah, here.
Alright, what are the questions? Best pick. I don't have a pick. God, I'm so boring. I don't have a pickup line. I feel like girls don't use like your typical cliche corny pickup lines. They're usually, I feel like it starts off with a compliment. Like, hey, I like your tattoo. Easy go-to right there. Yeah, easy go-to. Hey, where'd you get your tattoos? And that's kind of how I am. I'm never like, I don't use pickup lines. That's so corny. I'm usually just like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Casual conversation. My go-to. Yeah.
Adriana's favorite pickup line is, hey, you want to my podcast?
All right, let's hear it. I'm a hardcore drinker. Not really. I don't really smoke anymore. I used to. Do you have an OnlyFans too or no? Pineapple Express.
You get sick.
Half fake?
Half fake.
I can't hear anything on here.
They're in your brackets too, right? Aren't they?
Yeah. I think they're winning. They're winning their battle.
All right. Thank you. I don't know. Anyway, let's see if we can go. I need you to finish. Oh, Pineapple Express. So what's your favorite movie to watch? Like, when you're really like your favorite trippy stoner movie, like trippy stoner movie. Because mine is Garden State. What's yours?
You ever seen Pink Floyd, The Wall? That's fucking trippy.
Uh-huh.
Like they made a movie of the album.
No, but like I watched Almost Famous again the other day, and I feel like that relates to being at the Hard Rock because fucking being like a groupie and stuff. I totally would have been a groupie if I existed in the 70s. I was in a hardcore groupie, but I was so high watching that movie, and I was I felt every part of it in my soul. I was like Penny Lane. Like what? We got all the drinkers and no. Give me. Should I put this fireball thing on? Seth, can you put this on me? I don't. Where should I put it? On my boobie?
You can put it upstairs.
Yes. Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Let's move. I just got a drink so that I can like open a tag. Can you hold this?
Yeah, I'm gonna chill here for a little bit.
Perfect. Hold on.
I'm drinking already.
Okay, cool. She's drinking, I'm smoking. All right, we got this. All right. Let's go talk to some men. The edibles are kicking in.
Hell yeah. Now it's a party.
All right. Hey guys, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, no, I can ask you something.
Yeah, you can ask question? Well, no. Not unless you want to be. Okay, no problem. But it's not facing you. But I'm doing a podcast interview with my friend Stoner Jesus, and I just wanted to ask you some questions if you wanted. Like, you don't know, I don't. What? Yeah. Do you want to say, yeah, look, this is what it, without showing you, this is what it looks like. So, anyway, we're here. What? No, I just want to ask you some questions. Like, what's your favorite pickup line? It's not that serious. Okay. What's your favorite pickup line? Or what's the worst pickup line that you've heard somebody use on a girl online? Come on, you guys got to hear some ridiculous shit. Come on.
I say this. The best one I would say is somebody's real.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're so real. You're so authentic. Yes. Yeah. Oh, no. But I mean, what's the cheesiest thing you've ever heard a guy say? No. Yeah, I guess. True. All right. Well, do you like to smoke weed at all? Okay, I plead the fifth. Okay. Well. Well, okay, who's your favorite porn star? And you can say me. Okay, I'm kidding. Thank you. I don't know. Look me up on Twitter. Okay. Now we got kids. I told you the edibles would do the trick.
Oh yeah.
All right, I don't know who to talk to next. What have we got? My sister was definitely getting really annoyed with me. When I get really high, she's like, can you just like go somewhere else? Let's ride the escalator.
Go up the escalator.
I'm going to go up and then I'm going to go down. If I want to get attention, I feel like this is the way to do it, by looking like a fucking weirdo. Somebody will talk to me. Yo. Tell me how he said I pulled the fifth. I'm dying. Okay, instead of going down the escalator, I'm going to dramatically walk down these stairs. Ready?
Nice.
All right. So, also, my favorite, like, classic stoner movie is probably. I was just thinking about it. I have so many, I don't know which to choose. But I was gonna say, one of my favorite movies to watch when I'm really stoned is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's with Jim Carrey and Kate Hudson. That movie will mind fuck the shit out of you. I implore you to watch it. And also, I tried to watch the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, the one that he won the Academy Award for, The Revenant or whatever. I was stoned out of my mind. Me and my ex-boyfriend, we were high, and we were watching it, and we were like, what's going on? Like, I had no idea. The whole plot of the movie, I was like, why is he in a bear coat? What? Like, but so, don't watch really, like, difficult movies high, but, okay. Can I ask you guys a question? I'm not filming you or anything. I'm on a podcast, and I just wanted to ask like your favorite like pickup line or something. Like, what's the cheesiest pickup line you've ever had a guy use on you? If you're comfortable to, or anything, you know. And are you comfortable with me showing like being on like if I like on the podcast? You know, okay, that's fine. You don't have to answer. I'm sorry. I was like, what's the cheesiest pickup line that you've ever heard? Or like the best? Or one that was cheesy, but you were like, all right. Okay, it worked a little. Did any do any work on you?
Honestly, I can't really think right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you have a good time. Have some fun. Win some money. Have a good night. Okay. I think people are really shy to be on camera. They think I'm like I don't know what they think.
They don't want you. You're on the lam.
I swear. If I didn't have this phone in front of me, like, maybe it's the girls that are shy. I don't know. People are pussies. Let me tell you. I don't know where they think that this is going. I have a whole, like, ass thing that says, it's literally just a podcast. It's like, not serious. Like, come on. People, relax. People, relax.
You need to find some drunk people.
Anyway. See, it's too early in the night. That's the thing. So I feel like the next time we try to do this, we're going to have to, everybody's going to have to be wasted. I'm actually probably going to get going because it doesn't seem like there's anybody really to talk to. So I think my sister's waiting for me. It's okay with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not going so well. And I'm getting a little, when I get a little, but I want to do this again. So.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm going to be. I'm going to be traveling a lot, so we're going to have these kind of shows often, so please tune in, guys. Like, some of them are going to be weirder than others, and some of them will, maybe when we're in Thailand, maybe some of the models will stop. None of them are camera shy. Anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks for having me on. As always, I love being a guest on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Adriana.
You have a great rest of the show. I'll be tuning in. I hope everybody else continues to watch. Just because I left doesn't mean you gotta, like, listen. Just because the pretty girl left doesn't mean you get to leave. You have to continue to watch. All right? You have a good night. Up.
Yeah.
All right,
bye. Adriana Russo, live from the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel. You know, one of the things about technology, like, we're almost there. Like, if like the video was a continuous stream, maybe it'd be much more of a I don't know what you call it, just better picture, I guess. I don't know. Am I making it too complicated? It'd be a better picture. You know, like a continuous stream of someone who's like live somewhere, doing something cool, interacting with people, shit like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in charge of the technology. I can't. The technology people, you got to get on that. You get to it. You know what I mean? Anyway, I forgot earlier, promo codes. SilkCityHotSauce.com. Excuse me, use code SJ15 for 15% off and a free bottle of sauce. Good stuff. You like hot stuff. For me, a lot of the flavors tasted great, but it's just the fucking hot, man. I can't handle it. A lot of trouble with it. Which, as you know, we'll talk more about Heat Your Meat coming up. And with their promo code, more reviews for the mild as opposed to the hot. You know. Coming soon, if you will. That's not Silks of the Outsauce. That's something different. I probably should have put down that promo code before I start talking about it. I mean, whatever. You know, it is what it is. Anyway, speaking of promo codes, more promo codes. As I hit to click 50 different things to bring up this screen. It's so very annoying. But it is what it is. Doing the best I can. There we go. Coastal Mary. CoastalMary.com. Get your seeds. I missed a promo code. Bam. There's your promo code, son. You need seeds? Auto-flowering seeds, feminized seeds, CBD from a bunch of different breeders. Use code STONERJESUS20 to get 20% off at Coastal Mary. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Code STONERJESUS20. The word Stoner Jesus all together, and then the number 20. 20% off Coastal Mary, just like that. It's not magic, but it's close to it. It's making 20% of the bill disappear the cost disappear. I don't know. No, it's like magic. I wavered on that. I shouldn't. I should just fucking say it. It's like magic. You know, whatever. Take that for what you will. Whoops. Nope, that's not right. There we go. Flower power packages. Tons of packaging. Storage, whether a dispensary, a person, whatever. Also tons of smoke supplies, dab rigs, and glass, and five-star reviews. You can see all the reviews on there. It's just, go check it out. There's just tons of stuff. Tons and tons. Free U.S. shipping on orders $250 or more. Subscribe to their email newsletter and get 10% off your first order at Flower Power Packages. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They also have the grinders, bubblers. Not sure what's going on in my throat. Bowls, rigs, as I said. They've got torches and tools and dabber accessories. All that stuff. Flower Power Packages. There's the aforementioned 10% off if you subscribe to their email newsletter. You get the idea. Flower Power Packages. They're awesome. You know what else good in New Heat Your Meat? Since I talked about them. Heat Your Meat. As I said, more reviews coming. HeatYourMeat.net. Go check out their website, their products, the hot stuff, the mild, the bagel seasoning, which I have some as well. Not really a big bagel guy, but I have to get some bagels. Just put this on there and see what it tastes like. You know, a whole thing. It's going to be a whole thing. Got a whole thing going on here. Hey, promo code. Use code STONER10. The word STONER, the number 10. They get 10% off Heat Your Meat. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. And they also got a recipes, apparel, all kinds of stuff. They have the hot half sour pickle do-it-yourself kit. Ooh, that sounds rough. I'm just telling you now, it sounds rough. HeatYourMeat.net. As I said, the hot and the mild. Use code STONER10 to get 10% off. Just like that. Like magic. As I said before, I'm sticking by that. It's fucking magic. Don't argue with me. Moving on. I'm going to play some clips. I don't, you know, I don't have any stories lined up or anything. I don't want to, like, you know, it's just depressing. So I'll just go back and look at old stuff, old great stuff that I've done and play it for you. Say, so through all of this, I'm going to go all the way through here. Oh, so much, so much. Try to pick some old school shit. Oh, yeah, Miss Hewer. Pickup lines. We haven't done pickup lines in a while. Stoner Jesus pickup lines. So we'll do some MILF pickup lines. That'll be awesome. Check this shit out. Old school Stoner Jesus clippage, bitch.
The first, one of the oldest bits in Stoner Jesus show history, Stoner Jesus pickup lines, is a week until Mother's Day. You want to get a date for Mother's Day. You want a MILF. You want a prime MILF. But you don't have any game. You don't have any game to spit at the MILFs. What are you going to do? We're going to come to Stoner Jesus. You're going to check out Stoner Jesus pickup lines. You're going to get you a MILF date in time for Mother's Day next week. Now, these pickup lines, as always, they come in twos. I don't know why. I don't make the rules. It's just what happens. So listen closely. If you want to pick up a MILF in time for Mother's Day next week, you need to get what I'm about to say, download it, write it down, internalize it somewhere in your brains so that you can have some game to spit at the MILF. Some spitting game. That's what you're going to be doing at the MILFs. First, Stoner Jesus pickup line. Mother's Day. Get you a MILF. Baby, I see you pushing that baby stroller. So I know you put out. It's number one of two pickup lines. So you got some game to spit at the MILFs, get you a Mother's Day date. Pickup line number two. Hey, just because you, let me try again, cut that part out. Hey, just because you got two kids, it doesn't mean you're dead, right?
There you go. A little blast in the past. Let's do one more. Maybe not as good as that. That's good shit. I mean, you know, if you're looking to pick up MILFs, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that, really. It's pretty self-explanatory. St. Peter voicemail Christmas tree. I don't even know what the fuck that means. I have no recollection of that whatsoever. It's only 56 seconds. I got to see what it is.
Every summer he goes on some fucking adventure. This adventure's taken quite a while. But he does leave voicemails from time to time that I posted some of them on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/SternJesus420. And of course I play them on this show as well. So let's see what St. Peter's got going on, I guess.
Hey, Jesus. It's me, Peter. Haven't checked in a while. I figured I'd leave a voicemail, kind of. Well, I forgot the number for a while, but I remembered it. At least I think. Hopefully I'm leaving a voicemail for you, not, you know, somebody else or whatever. Oh, Jesus, man, I'm high as fuck. You remember all the, like when I left, like, the home, the nursing retirement thing, I took a bunch of, like, the pills from the bitches there that I was banging. So I got a whole lot.
Why is it only 56 seconds? I don't get it. I don't understand. That was a bust. One more try. See, that's what I get for picking something for St. Peter. You fucked over, man. Got a lot of profiles in death. Permit Peter. Oh, I have a vague recollection of that. Honky Monkey. Holy shit. See, there's a lot of St. Peter shit. I can't do that, bro. Come on. What else you got? Rapist Deer. I thought we played Rapist Deer recently. I'm not 100% sure. How many times can you go to the Rapist Deer well? More profiles in death. Pizza Hut. That's long, isn't it? Yeah, that's long. Profiles in death on Wilford Brimley. I don't remember that at all. But now I feel like I gotta play it. Damn it! I have no recollection of this. And it looks like it was pretty recent too, so that's not good. That's not good at all. And by reason, I mean last couple years. Profiles in death on Wilford Brimley.
Whatever.
It's pretty good.
Now it's time for profiles in death for on Wilford Brimley. Be a little bit bigger. Hold on. There you go. Bam. Producer, director, host, creator, writer. How do I do it all? I don't know. This profiles in death is very special because it features new voicemail from St. Peter. It's been a little while since we heard of him. He's been going through a lot of stuff, but the death of actor Wilford Brimley caused him to want to speak out and tell us a story about when he had a run-in with Wilford Brimley back in the day, which is what we do in profiles in death of either myself or St. Peter. A run-in or something with one of these people back in the day or in history or whatever. As I often say, it's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. A lot of shit's gone on. Then we bring it to you in Profiles in Death. This just happens to be St. Peter's story. I have no connection to Wilford Brimley. I never met him. But St. Peter, on the other hand, he had a very interesting run-in with Wilford Brimley many, many years ago that resulted and something that was also interesting. I'm going to stop telling you how interesting it is and let St. Peter, against my better judgment, tell you himself.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. Hey, Jesus. I don't have a call in a while. I've been really busy. You know, my job is scraping dead animals off the side of the road. It's very rewarding work. And, you know, being in nature and whatnot. But anyway, Jesus, I know that I keep up to date on, like, celebrity deaths or whatever. I don't know if you heard or not, but Wilford Brimley recently died. You remember Wilford Brimley? He's from that TV show, and he's from that old people movie, Platoon or Brigadoon or whatever the fuck it was. Cocoon, he was in fucking Cocoon, that's right, Jesus. Anyway, Wilford Brimley died, and I know you like dumb stories about the past of, like, celebrities that died. So I did meet Wilford Brimley once, Jesus. I don't know if I ever told the story on the show or not. So you can play this voicemail for your dumb four fans. Or maybe you got six fans by now, I don't know. It doesn't matter, Jesus. Anyway, one time in, I think it was the 80s, I want to say, Jesus, the 80s. We were, I forget where we were doing radio at, but I was in the airport once and I saw Wilford Brimley coming through. I think it was like the late 80s, I don't know. It was after he started doing those fucking diabetes commercials and whatever. And anyway, I saw him. And I just had to say something, Jesus, because I don't know if he knows this or not, but Wilford Brimley, he didn't know how to pronounce the word diabetes. He called it diabetes. Diabetes. He said fucking diabetes every time, Jesus. So I pointed that out to him. I stopped him in the airport and I pointed out to him that it's not pronounced diabetes. It's diabetes. Diabetes. And he didn't like that. He kept saying diabetes. He was getting real fucking pissed off, Jesus. But I was getting pissed off too, you know. I mean, like, how many fucking people died just because Wilford Brimley didn't fucking know how to pronounce the word diabetes. And it's like he kept getting it wrong. Like how many people had to fucking... How many people died from diabetes because he kept saying diabetes and they couldn't get the fucking help that they needed, Jesus? Anyway, so I like pointed that out to him quite a few times. He just didn't fucking like it. Long story short, Jesus, his motherfucker starts chasing me through the airport. Wilford Brimley, yeah, the fucking guy from that old people movie. Boy, he can move. That motherfucker can move. He had a cane with him too. I don't know why. He didn't need it. The way he was fucking running, I think he was faking it. He was faking it. He didn't need a fucking cane. I guess he was trying to convince people he had diabetes. Anyway, Jesus, this fucking Wilford Brimley, this fat old bastard, chases me down a fucking airport and clips me in the back of my fucking knee with his cane. Jesus, Wilford fucking Brimley chases me down at a full fucking run and clips me right in the back of the fucking knee with his fucking Oakwood cane that he had for some goddamn reason. Jesus, and to this day, Jesus, my knee still makes a clicking sound. And if I can get it to click just right, it does like the theme song in that old fucking show they were on with that blonde chick, Deidre Hall. Boy, she was fucking hot. I jerked her plenty of times to her, Jesus. And that's when that bitch from 90210 and that witch show... Shannon Daugherty, she was like a kid and she was in the show, it was Our House. Wilford Brimley and the hot blonde and Shannon Daugherty, that bitch when she was a kid. And if I can get my knee, hold on, Jesus, let me get my phone down by my knee. If I can get my knee to click just right from where Wilford Brimley hit me with a cane, Jesus, it plays the TV theme song from that show, Our House. Hold on, let me see if I can get to do it. Let me see if I can get to do it. There. You hear that, Jesus? You hear that, Jesus? Yeah. Let me see if I can get it closer. You hear that? That's my knee. That's my knee, Jesus. That song. That's all coming from my knee because of that fucking old bastard hit me. That old piece of shit. Fucking Wilford Brimley. Fuck him. R.I.P. No, I had no R.I.P. for Wilford Brimley. I was just trying to point out that he couldn't fucking pronounce diabetes. He called it diabetes. And it was fucking wrong. Jesus, and he killed a bunch of people because they didn't get the help they needed. And he hit me with a fucking cane for just pointing that out. He ran the back of the fucking knee, Jesus. Anyway, that's my knee. That's the whole fucking theme song, Jesus. It's crazy, isn't it? Some crazy shit. Anyway, that's that's a fucking thing about my story about Wilford Brimley. So there you go, Jesus. Other than that, yeah, I'm going back to screaming Daniels off the side of the road, you know, so.
Yep.
Fuck you, Jesus!
So there you go. look, as far as the veracity of what is the knee thing, I don't know. St. Pierre's a weird dude. So, it could be true. And as far as how many people died because Wilford Brimley said diabetes, I don't know, probably none. Probably none at all. So it was an unnecessary altercation that ended in St. Pierre being injured, which is funny. Don't get me wrong. And his knee playing the theme from Our House is also funny. But as many things in St. Pierre's life are, it was unnecessary.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com. Bear Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome back, everybody. I just got done with a choking fit. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 6, Verse 8. We're doing it live on October 7th, 2022, as we normally do on Friday nights on Facebook, Twitch, and on Twitter. Go check us out on all those platforms. Check us out on sternjesus.net as well. Still got some more coupon codes to come. But first, some more classic clips. This one entitled simply Lizzo's Ass. Enjoy.
I fucking mean it. Let's talk about Lizzo's ass.
That's my baby. Not yet. New man on the Minnesota Timberwolves. There it is.
New man on the Minnesota Vikings. From the Minnesota Vikings to the Minnesota Timberwolves versus the Lakers. Lizzo made her presence well known at Sunday night's game.
LeBron James.
Yeah, Lizzo was sitting courtside at the NBA game, chatting with her friend, having a drink, enjoying snacks, documenting the game to her own Instagram, but Lizzo couldn't contain her juice as she got down to the Laker girls' performance of her hit single.
Y'all about to see some real shit happen.
And she had a lot of people talking. Unfortunately, some people on Twitter weren't so happy she chose to show so much of herself.
You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back.
But honestly, this isn't the first time Lizzo has showed off her assets. And remember this?
So basically, Lizzo's wearing like a thong at the Lakers game, and people freak the fuck out. Some people say it's because, you know, it was a family game or family, there's lots of kids there. Although the cheerleaders are jumping around in less clothing than Lizzo was wearing. A lot of people say that it's because she's a large woman. I don't know. I guess a lot of it is just people, you know, like to attack people. Lizzo's having a lot of success right now. And she was wearing a thong, and you saw a lot of her ass.
Anyways, Lizzo seemed to be enjoying herself, even giving a quick interview, revealing she's got her eye on a certain player.
Who are you cheering for tonight in this basketball game?
Let me tell you something, both teams are great. I'm personally cheering for number 32.
Karl Anthony Towns?
Mm-hmm.
Karl Anthony Towns, Big Blue Nation, shout out.
That's your guy?
That's my baby.
She even changed up her famous Truth Hurts lyric.
New man on the Minnesota Timberwolves. There it is.
It was a busy weekend for Lizzo, who also took the stage at Jingle Ball.
Do my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Good as hell.
She also just launched a brand new Good as Hell music video.
Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice.
But back to Lizzo's courtside situation.
I'm still sweating, girl. Yeah.
Are we surprised? Lizzo is all about feeling herself and doing her own thing.
You know, I keep it real.
All right, guys, that's it for today. What did you think of Lizzo's Laker game dancing and fashion?
So anyway, there was a reaction, of course, to that reaction from Lizzo herself, who took to Instagram to give her 2 cents on the whole situation.
You know, who I am and the essence of me and the things that I choose to do as a grown-ass woman can inspire you to do the same. You don't have to be like me. You need to be like you. And never, ever let somebody stop you or shame you from being yourself. Like, this is who I've always been. Now everyone's looking at it. And your criticism can just remain your criticism. Your criticism has no effect on me. Negative criticism has no stake in my life, no control over my life, over my emotions. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm surrounded by love. And I just want to spread that love and also spread these cheeks. And you know, if you really, really don't like my ass, you can kiss it. Because kissing it makes it go away, I promise. I just want y'all to know, like, it doesn't matter what goes on the internet, like, nothing really breaks my joy. I'm a really solid, grounded person, and I know that
That's right.
I'm shocking because you've never seen in a long time a body like mine doing whatever it wants to do and dressing the way that it dresses and moving the way that it moves. You know, but I don't ever want to censor myself because I'm suddenly famous, or I don't want to censor myself because everyone's looking at me now. I'm not going to quiet myself. I'm not going to shrink myself because somebody thinks that I'm not sexy to them.
You know what? You know what? Lizzo is right. Lizzo's right. It's about not hiding, about being yourself. Her words are inspiring. They've inspired millions around the country and around the world. And tonight they've inspired me. Right here, right now. When you watch these videos, when you watch this show, what do you see? You know, all this? What am I always wearing? That's right, a hat. A hat. Why am I always wearing a hat? Because I'm hiding. What am I hiding? You ask? It's very dramatic. This is a receding hairline. It goes back into here. I'm going bald. I'm going to be a bald old man. And I hide it with these big, admittedly dope-ass hats. But they're hats all the same. They're not my natural big ass fucking forehead. They're hats. Lizzo has inspired me. I have to hide. I have to hide my fucking chrome dome. Although these feel weird and they're having trouble staying on my head, these headphones. But in any case, it's no matter. Now, I have a big ass, too. I could have showed that, but the logistics of getting my ass in front of the camera are just not something I'm willing to go through right now. So I chose the much easier hair thing. Look, it's gray as fuck, too. Look at that. Jesus Christ. You can barely see it. There's some there. You can barely even see that. It's shiny. There's a glare off my head. There's a glare off the fucking head. The head thing. My hair. The head thing. What does that mean? My hair. Anyway. Thank you, Lizzo. Inspired me to be a better person. Stern Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 11.
I have even less hair now, in case you were wondering. It's, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to do anything about it. The Rogaine and that bullshit, no. It will go. It will leave, and that's fine. I got hats. I'll get more hats. Check out nextbardo.com. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Big ass head shop. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products. Water pipes, hand pipes, herb grinders, nectar collectors, vaporizers, e-rigs, dabbing supplies, also accessories. You can search by brand as well. Get free shipping in the U.S. when you spend $25 or more. Always new products on there. Always great sales. And the amount of products just goes on and on. I showed last week the 7.5-inch clear glass penis bubbler. Very nice for you to get your hands on. Get your hands around. Whatever. Also, Halloween giveaway at the Next Bardo online head shop. Enter to win 11.5-inch Coos Glass Stereo Matrix Perk Rig with multiple accessories for use with both flower and concentrate. There are dozens of ways to enter, and no purchase is necessary. Just click the button there on nextbardo.com for the Halloween giveaway. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. As you saw, scroll down a little bit. Also, there's a thing over here on the left, giveaway. Click to enter. Check it out. Also, make sure you use code STONERJESUS to get 10% off anything you order at NextBardo. Code STONERJESUS, get 10% off at NextBardo.com. They're awesome. Go and check them out. Last but not least, if you're looking to quit smoking, reduce your smoking, you don't want to use electronics or nicotine, anything like that, check out Fume. There it is. Use code STONERJESUS to get 10% off. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Just get their little Fume apparatus. Put a core in it, like blackberry or something like that, or peppermint, and just breathe through it. It's like smoking a cigarette, but there's no nicotine, there's no electronics, there's none of that stuff. As you see right there, it satisfies your hand-to-mouth cravings. Use code STONERJESUS to get 10% off at Fume. It is awesome. Go check them out. Now, pick one more clip about this bitch. Make a good show. Do a Halloween prank call. I don't know if I'm going to do Halloween prank calls this year. I mean, we've been doing it for a lot of years. I mean, when do you end something like that? When do you move on? I don't know. Walmart bitch. Now, let's see what else we got. Now, wake up here. God, so much of it has St. Peter in it. It's really a shame. It's just really infects a lot. It infects a lot. Make sure, by the way, you're checking out Smoke Out with Shelly and SJ on channelattitude.com. Subscribe for less than $1 a week. Myself and Shelly Martinez, you can join us on every show. You get the StreamYard link. You can join us, participate in the show, ask questions, be in the chat room, the private chat, whatever. All that stuff. Go subscribe at channelattitude.com or check out ShellySJSmokeOut.com. Very awesome of you, as I said, less than $1 a week to join us. I don't know what that is. St. Peter voicemail and so high. I don't know what that means. I guess we're going to find out together. Came to voice St. Peter, might as well go right at it. Another classic clip. Stern G Show Live, hose.
Since our last contact with St. Peter, he's been gone for a couple years. Physically, he's been staying in voicemails over those 2 years. His last couple voicemails, he has seemed to turn a corner in his life. He was becoming a better person. He was helping people. He was volunteering. Everything seemed to be going well for St. Peter. And then nothing. For I don't know how long it was, 4 or 5 months, something like that. No contact, no voicemails. Nothing from St. Peter whatsoever. I would like to say I was worried, but that would be a lie. I was not worried. Not worried at all. And then today, out of the blue, we get an MP3 file from some weird anonymous email account. And at the same time, we get a voicemail in the studio from St. Peter. Crazy, crazy shit going on. Shenanigans, excuse me, if you will. First, St. Peter's voicemail explaining how this song came about, why he sent it to us, what he's been up to, all that shit.
Oh, hey, Jesus. I finally figured out how to send you this, I think the kids call it an MP3. It's like an audio file. You remember, like, back in the day, we were on Radio Jesus, we used to play, like, records and stuff, and, like, we would take the records and put them on the turntable. And then that's how we played the music. Well, then they had, like, cassettes and 8-tracks, I think. And then they had something else that, like, escapes my mind. But now they have, like digital music. Jesus on MP3s. I sent you an MP3 of this new song that I apparently made. Well, let me rewind to the beginning, Jesus. I was, like, having some problems. And, like, I got, like, I was trying to do some good stuff. But the last thing I remember, I was at this homeless shelter, like, giving food to homeless people or some other kind of, you know, really, really good, wholesome, moral thing. And the next thing I know, I wake up in, like, this big warehouse, and I'm tied to a chair, it's just fucking buck naked, man, tied to a chair, and in front of me is this table, and on the table is a laptop, and on the screen of the laptop is a file. So when I finally got loose, because they tied me with toilet paper, I'm not really sure why they did that. Apparently, I don't know if it was a joke or if they really thought the toilet paper would hold me. I don't even know who we're talking about. I don't know who took me or who did any of this, Jesus. But what I do know is this. The file that was on the computer was the song that I sent you, the MP3. I don't remember making it at all, Jesus. I have no recollection. I have no memory. I have no idea that I even sent it to you, Jesus, or that I even made it. But I figured I better send it to you so you could play it on the show, because I don't know. Apparently I'm a genius when I'm blacked out or whatnot. Like, even when I blacked out on how I blacked out, I'm dropping mad joints and mad hits all over this bitch. So, maybe that's my calling. Jesus is mad hits. So I'll probably be sending you more songs and shit. Enjoy the one I sent you. I'm sure it's going to be a hit song. It sounds really catchy and, stuff. I don't remember making it, but maybe I make a whole album that way. Maybe that's my career path. Being unconscious. Jesus. So anyway, that's it. I'm gonna make more songs. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jesus!
Man, I forgot how sleepy his voice was making me. That was only 2.5 minutes. It seemed like 20, at least. Anyway, so without further ado, St. Peter has sent a new parody song. I think he thinks it's an original song, but it's not, obviously. The lyrics are original. The beat is an obvious popular song currently. In any case, without further ado, St. Peter's new parody song, So High.
Oh shit, son, it's time. My new hit single. About to drop that shit on your ass, biatch. You wanna get high with me, yo? Let's do this. Drop it. Fresh bowl, now blackened with use blazing, or hitting the vapor juice pop can. You know I paid my dues, puffing through a big glass dragon. Rillos for smoking, big fat blonde sticky. That is what I want, some kush or some sweet white runs. My lighter, bitches be jacking. So you think you're so high, really wanna go high. Walk up in the show high, time to get mo high. I'm that bake type, hide your mama's wake type, roof of your girlfriend's cake type, piss on your dad's steak type. I'm so high. Duh! Stoner Jesus, dance break. Get on the floor, motherfuckers, drop that shit. Yeah, I'm dancing, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just broke my hip, I think. I'm going to keep going, though. It's okay. It's okay. My new hit. Share that shit, yo. St. Peter up in this biatch.
So there you go. The latest parody song from St. Peter. That's how we'll end it. That's a good place to stop.
I forgot about that. I really had. I completely forgot about that. He says he's going to send a whole album of those blackout songs, and we got 3, and that was it. It was a year ago. So, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be any more. He never mentioned it again in voicemails either. So, if you're looking for that album, I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to come to fruition. And a lot of you are really bummed right now. I'm sorry. I would do more if I could. But, you know, St. Peter is a temperamental artist. And, you probably just forgot. He probably just forgot. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to Adriana Russo checking in from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Thanks, everybody. Checked out the show. Go spread the word about sternjesus.net. Remember, we're here Friday nights. Go on Twitter, sternjesus420. Like shit on there. Check out Smokeout, channelattitude.com. Less than $1 a week. Join us every week. It's awesome. Peace, bitches.